You
Hi, and welcome to Kittens in the Bed with Ben and Naomi. And today is 6-2.
6-2.
It's the beginning of a new month.
Yeah.
Time to get those Long Island Railroad tickets.
And your rent.
If you didn't do it.
And your rent, or you'll get evicted.
It's also time to steal your grandmother's car.
What?
Let's play this clip.
Letarian Milton is not your typical seven-year-old. Few his age have ever driven an SUV up and down several busy streets. It all started at his mother's townhouse. Letarian says he took the car keys and hopped into his grandmother's Dodge Durango.
When I came through the back door, I looked on the counter. My keys were gone.
I took my grandma's car because I got mad at my mom, and then I suddenly had my friend come in, and he smoked you a cigarette.
He started the vehicle and put it into gear.
I yanked the thing.
And off they went, 2 7-year-olds alone on the road. Letarian drove several miles through Lake Park in Palm Beach Gardens.
We got the one call that I told you about of a driver in the vehicle who looked too short to be able to see over the steering wheel.
Along the way, he ran over 2 mailboxes, hit 2 parked cars in a Costco parking lot, and struck 2 moving cars near Walmart.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things and drive into a car.
But did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
It all ended on Investment Lane and Consumer Drive. That's where Letarian hit the curb and sideswiped the sign. The SUV took most of the beating, snapping off one of his axles and wheels. A grandmother's rage.
I want to whip his behind. That's what I want to do right now. If I thought they wouldn't take me to jail, I'd whip his behind right now.
You don't think he should be punished for all of this?
Just a little bit, no video games for a whole weekend.
And one unusual story for police.
Are you sorry?
Yes.
You understand that now your grandma's going to have to pay to have those cars fixed.
Because
yes. You hit those cars.
Can my mom help her?
All right, I am voting this kid coolest kid ever.
7 years old, smoking cigarettes.
Is that all you care about? He drove his grandmother's SUV with his friend in the car.
It's just for decoration.
Seriously, okay.
That's
You're
insane.
7 years old. You yeah. steal a car. Where are you going? Costco and Walmart.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Because you gotta buy shit in bulk and you gotta buy it cheap.
Yeah.
That's insane.
This was posted a while. This was like a news story from
when I was. I was terrified to go near anything that my parents used when I was that young. I really was because I thought.
I don't remember when I was 7 years old.
Dude, anything my parents used in my head that was for big people, and only big people could do it, or else some fucked up shit would happen to me if I did it. Wow, you know what? That grandmother should beat his ass, and she should be exempt from any. Any child abuse charges. Because
right.
That kid deserves it.
No.
Oh, yes, he does.
No. Number one, how the hell did he get into the car?
She said she left her car keys on the counter. On the kitchen.
And you're not paying attention to your 7-year-old kid.
You know how many fucking people leave their keys
and
out?
And it's his grandmother. Where's his mom? She wasn't even in the news clip. Where's his dad?
Obviously not around.
All right. Well,
so that should tell you something, that this grandmother is probably like trying her best to raise this kid. She's got to work and all that shit.
Try a little harder, Grandma. Try a little harder.
Wow, that kid's
Letarian.
That kid is a punk bitch.
I think he needs to be.
He needs to be shot.
I wish when I was seven. I hope he
goes to jail at 7 years old and he gets raped in the asshole and then shot.
Wow. No, that kid's way cooler. He's way cooler than me when I was seven. I wasn't doing hood rat things.
Hood rat. What the fuck is a hood rat?
I don't know. It just means cool.
It's just for decoration? Wow. That was, wow. Hmm. Yeah, not so much. I mean, it was funny. It was, like, outrageous.
I loved it.
Wow. Like, what do you even say? Like, the authorities. Like, the 7-year-old kid is standing there in front of the cops being like, I like doing bad things. Yeah, fuck you.
Well, he definitely needs some discipline in his life, which he's definitely not getting.
That's crazy. Wow.
Wow. How many times do you say wow?
I don't know. We should get a counter going. Da-ding, da-ding, da-ding. Nothing. I felt like I had something to say, and now I don't remember. Oh, but I will say that kid that was in the clip, that's going to be one of my kids. In a couple of years.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. I know exactly which one to.
Does your kid do hood rat things?
He will.
I just yanked it. I yanked it.
I yanked the thing. No, nothing new. I had an opportunity to leave work early, and then my boss felt bad because she didn't want to rob me of my overtime, so she asked me to stay until my overtime was up.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fine, because, you know, I can always use extra money, but it kind of sucked, because it really would have been nice to leave, like, an hour early.
Mm.
Whatever.
Oh,
and I burnt that apartment down.
Yeah, someone burnt the apartment down.
I burnt the apartment down. I was trying to make a delicious mushroom and onion quiche for dinner. And the recipe I got off the interweb was incorrect.
Is it Rachel Ray?
It was not Rachel Ray. It was like an unknown. It was just like, I typed in quick recipe for quiche, and this is what it gave me. It said to...
Should trust Rachel Ray next time.
I hate Rachel Ray. She's a terrorist.
She's not a terrorist.
She's a terrorist. So yeah, now the whole house smells like smoke. It smells like burnt...
Our
quiche. Our clothes smell like smoke.
Oh, mine doesn't.
My eyes are burning. Like, this happened over, like, this happened at 7. And I feel like we just aired out the house now.
Yeah.
Whatever. So. Anything you want to share? You said you had something you wanted to talk about, or was that it?
That was it.
Oh, okay.
With Terry and Johnson. Jeez. Whatever his name was.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy shit.
Do you know what a lunar is?
A lunar? I know a loon is a bird.
I don't know. There's such thing as a balloon fetish.
Ew.
Do you know what that is?
God, ew. Is that like you stick, like, balloons in your butt and blow them?
Oh, you are gross.
Like your fart to blow up the bubble?
No. It's just people popping balloons. Some people get off on
that. That's a fetish?
Yeah, some people get off on that. And then there's another, there's like two types. There's that, just people popping it. And then there's people who are smoking cigarettes and they pop the balloons with the cigarettes. Or they blow smoke into the balloons.
See, that would just... I don't know. That's just gross. Thinking about... I don't know. That
bothers. How is that gross?
I don't know. People are fucking weird.
It's just strange. I don't think it's gross, though.
I have a thing with smoking.
Oh.
It kind of grosses me out.
I have a thing with balloons. I think they're hot.
Well, you gotta find yourself another girlfriend because I hate balloons.
Why don't you like balloons?
I'm kidding. I have no problem. I have no...
Qualms.
No qualms with balloons.
Qualm is a funny
word. Oh, Lost. That's what we gotta talk about. We're gonna talk about Lost.
Why do you hit me always?
Because I hate you.
Lost sucked. It's over and stupid. That's all I'm saying.
You're terrible. I mean, it maybe wasn't the best season finale, but it was. It wasn't. I liked it.
Okay.
As Andrea said, she gave it a wink, wink. That's a thumbs up, thumbs down, back and forth motion. I didn't like that they started the season finale with the end of last season's finale. I thought that was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. And they totally could have gotten Jin off the boat. They had time. You saw that blue screen. Nothing was going to happen. He's alive. He's not alive. Mm-hmm. He's not.
He's alive. No one dies in that show.
And you don't watch The Missing Pieces.
No. Why should I watch something that I already don't... I'm already iffy about. Why should I watch even more of it?
Because it's
that's
fun.
Not even like.
There's some really cool stuff in there.
You know what's cool? You.
Aw, babies.
And me, and the show that we do that's also on iTunes if you're not subscribing yet.
Hey, hey.
It's on iTunes.
If you're not subscribing, why the fuck aren't you subscribing? You bitch.
Why don't you just.
Get rid of everyone that listens?
Yeah, all seven of them. Not even.
Okay.
We're fine of those. So,
kind of a dull day.
Yeah.
Kind of dull. Yeah. I feel like something happened that I can't remember. Like it was funny.
Yeah.
And then no one will ever know. Lost forever.
Alright.
Well, I guess we can end a minute early.
Yeah.
So I got nothing
we're
to say.
Out of steam.
We're done. I'm tired.
It's a slow day.
We're tired.
So check us out at kittensinabed.tumblr.com and leave us a Gmail at kittensinabed@gmail.com.
And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr.
Follow us.
Because that'll make us feel good.
And subscribe too.
Yeah.
Alright, we love you.
We love you. Vote for Obama.